Well, I want to talk about their, hey, ladies and gentlemen, Josh Black is in the house.
Wow. Hey, wow. This is incredible.
That's your intro we have for you.
I thank you, man.
Josh Black, comedian, comedian, social media star.
Yeah, man.
You know, Lucy said that's the Lucy's like number one roast for me.
Yes, yeah, it's GM. A dig now.
Yes, yeah, if you say media. Social media star, mm-hmm. you don't want to be that. You want to be a comedian.
Yeah, you want to be really funny and no one knows you.
You don't want to be an like your credits. Do you have any credits? I have none.
No, all my credits are on social media.
Yeah, that's a minor. Yeah. Like from social media,
the TikTok guy.
Yeah. Well, I have like when they introduce me at clubs, I go, "You've seen him on ESPN, SportsCenter, Barstool Sports, like all this where they've played my videos."
Oh, that's dope. See, if they introduce me, they'd say, "You've seen him at a restaurant, perhaps."
Come on, dog.
Yeah. I mean, but no, I am murdering on social media, but
yeah,
you know.
Crushing. Yeah. How many?
I'm a murderer.
Well,
yeah.
All right. This is what I want to talk to you about
talk to
up
me.
Front. Yeah. First of all, let me get into the tour dates, Alex. We have them?
Please.
Ladies and gentlemen, most of these shows sold out, but we still got tickets available. We're coming, let's see, this weekend. We're coming to tomorrow. We're going to New York City. Then we got Richmond, Virginia, Des Moines, Iowa, Springfield, Missouri, Boston. I think we're adding shows in Greensboro, North Carolina, Appleton, Wisconsin, Spokane, Washington. We're adding shows, I believe, because those are all sold out. New Jersey. Wow. Virginia Beach. I came to Virginia Beach. I had a story about an IHOP in Virginia. That's my biggest Instagram live ever in Virginia Beach. Dayton, Ohio, Greenville, South Carolina, adding shows. Irvine, California, adding shows. Palm Beach and Miami, baby. Let's go. You ever come to one of my shows?
No, you never asked me to go before.
Dude, dang it, though.
See how you try to slay
you? You're right.
You ever bought tickets? I know you know me well and we kick
your shows?
Huh?
I've been to probably 5 year shows.
You know he's funny. You got to watch him.
Oh, yeah.
No. He says, I saw you. You came to my show one time and you were up in the.
I've seen 5 year shows.
No, you come to the show. You support for sure. Yeah. However, this one show, I was like, I'm headlining. I got all the material. And I see Chris in the back. I'm like, oh, man, he's eating chicken tenders. I'm like, oh, thanks for coming out, bro. He's like, man, you know, I got to support. After the tenders, you were gone.
No.
I'm like, you came for the tenders? I was like, stop the show. Man was just hungry.
Yeah, and then you came out. You want to talk after the show?
No. They said he's been gone.
No,
he left after the barbecue sauce was gone. But he did support the openers, bro.
I came through.
Yeah. Well, that was real,
dude. You know the number one thing we have in common.
What's that?
Guess.
We like the internet.
How many are you up to on TikTok?
TikTok, 500 and something thousand.
Get this man. Come get your boy on. What's your TikTok?
At Sir Joshua Black.
At Sir Joshua Black.
Hit
on
the button
all,
right
on
now.
All socials, right?
All socials. At Sir Joshua Black. Okay. I got kicked off of Twitter recently, but I'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be back. Don't you worry. I know. You know. Trump's gone. I'm gone.
Who are you talking
the
to?
The real will survive.
The camera.
I'm talking to the streets right now.
Oh, yeah. Talking to
the streets.
Yeah,
is listening.
Yeah.
You know that.
Well, not in my podcast, probably.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
No, they really. Yeah. All right. You know
Black
what?
Black churches listen to this.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
We got to talk about that too.
Please.
All right. Yeah. You know what we have in common?
What's that?
We both recently, I don't even know if you know this.
Talk to me.
I think you know this.
Let's go.
We have a TikTok audio removed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we've been talking about that on the pod for like
I don't know why
weeks.
You do.
That I know hurt. Why. I watched yours.
I had, but it was sad because they let me hit 4.4 million
on the
then
views.
They muted.
Tough, dude. You hate
now,
to see
you
it.
You like it when they mute you early. That way you don't get gassed.
Okay, what do you mean gassed?
Like, okay, you post something, boom.
Yep.
Within the first 5 minutes, they mute me. They say, you know we're not doing that.
They go, we're not, come on. Don't
so now that. There's no like, you're not gassed up to where like, this is,
oh,
this is going to be the
they
one.
They give you the gas and then they go, yeah, they, then they cut
this
it.
One, they let me get 4.4 million.
They pull out
people
the,
are posting it and tagging me and now I'm the man.
Yeah.
And then they come, swipe
they,
it.
Yeah.
Then I go to email. That's what, you know, when they ban me sometimes, I've been banned a few times.
What is this, you typing?
This is me typing here.
Okay. Yeah.
Manicured nails. This is for the streets. Like, but listen.
You got manicured nails?
Manicured nails, man.
They're clear, though.
I'm
clear.
Getting money now, bro.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
I'm coming for you, bro.
Sorry.
So listen, I'm emailing the people. I'm like, bro, you got to let me back on.
Who? I don't know you could email TikTok.
You got to email TikTok, bro.
And what do they say?
Well, normally I play the race card. You know, that's my thing. I go in. If they ban me, I say it's had to be the racist trolls.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Because what was the... So
this content was...
I remember you
it had nothing to do,
the,
had nothing to do
with
race at all.
Okay, no, it didn't.
But I was like, it had to be. I played the card, bro.
That's what you got.
Normally, that card gets me somewhere.
I thought you save it until that's your last. You went first with the race card.
Sometimes you got to just let them know. You ever play spades and you just throw the joker out, throw that ace out immediately?
I never played spades.
Well, that's okay. I'm sorry to the streets that are watching this, but So yeah, bro, I went with the race card immediately. Say, hey,
well, what was the video?
The video was me going the streets.
I remember you because I had a Josh, microphone. If you don't know, if you haven't seen some of his most recent content, you go down to Broadway.
Yeah.
And you interview Broadway. People.
Yeah. I interview them, ask them those silly questions.
Funny.
Sometimes they give me insane answers, and that's comical.
Funny.
Yeah. I asked a woman recently, hey, what are three things under the hood of your car? And her response
hilarious.
Was,
I saw that one.
She said, my cup of coffee.
Yeah, and you go, all right, we're done.
Yeah, I was like, thank you so much for being here. This is
what are the I saw the one that you go on after the walking bridge that you said, what are the girl? Do you like a guy with good credit? What was it? A guy with good
I said,
credit?
Hey, would you woman asked
unbelievable.
I said, hey lady, would you like a man with good credit or a dress with pockets? And without any hesitation, she said, oh, pockets. 6 million views.
Yeah.
I was like, golly.
That's it.
Taught me something, bro.
Yeah, take it.
Yeah, like, now, well, screw the money. I need pockets.
Mine got canceled.
Yeah, yeah.
Or mine got taken down.
Oh, yours was
the Pride one.
Ah, that was a banger too.
Well, all right. This is my always because like the internet, it is somebody. We went back and forth on this last week. Is somebody reporting it?
That's what I want to know.
That's the only way because they don't look at every video.
Their algorithm is pretty tough. I don't know. Maybe they can pick up the audio because you know Instagram can hear us right now.
Yeah.
They put ads on it based on what we say.
Yeah,
so
they're in the pocket. Yeah,
that's a fact.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe they have that something that says if he says LGBT or gay, let's just get him out of here.
Maybe you were just driving home and you go, I'd rather this blow up on Instagram, not TikTok. And they ooh. Go, we'll see about that.
Yeah.
And they just, I think they do that.
Got something for that.
Yeah, I think
man.
They do that. Well,
yeah,
doesn't,
bro.
Wouldn't you say, because I've always thought this about your comedy,
okay.
that it has to be, like, I think you and I are similar in a way that we have something to say.
Yeah.
Like outside of the jokes.
Yeah.
Like I don't got to mention any names, but this all our podcast is. We think about a story about somebody personally and we go,
yeah.
I don't think I can say it.
Ooh.
We always think, all right.
I like that.
But this is not necessary. But you see a comic.
Dave Chappelle, go ahead.
No.
Okay.
Dave Chappelle would be the opposite of this, actually.
Okay,
you hear
great.
A comic.
Yeah, yeah.
And I bet a lot of people listening would think the same thing. You hear a comic, you die laughing.
Yeah.
For an hour, but mm-hmm. they're just jokes.
Yeah.
They're just like ha-has.
Yeah.
Like there's no, you got us all here.
Yeah.
What do you want to say?
Yeah.
And me, and I feel like myself now, I have a voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I feel like you do too.
Yeah, man. I feel
but
like
if
it's
you,
important. Yeah.
The most important.
Yeah.
Not the most important. Well, actually, it's second most important to being funny because if you start just coming in and it's not funny, no one's going to share it.
Okay, that's real.
Like if you say,
yeah, for sure,
what do you want, credit score pockets?
Mm-hmm.
Like think about when you get on TikTok. I don't need to learn nothing. I don't need to be in a race war.
Exactly.
I don't need to be politics.
Yeah. I'm not going to
I want to laugh.
To learn.
You want to laugh.
Yeah.
And sometimes I guess we put the message first.
Yeah.
Yep. And then everybody, and then I sometimes check myself. I go, just like even this podcast.
Yeah.
I go, dude, it's fun. It's for fun.
Yeah.
It's for fun.
Yeah. I try to put the medicine in the candy. Nobody.
Dang, bro.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah. Like I learned that. I got.
You're teaching me,
stop
dog.
Stop playing with me, bro. Like, all right. So
the medicine in the candy.
Got to put the medicine in the candy.
Like
you,
a dog.
If you got
like
dogs,
a dog.
Yeah. You put
yeah.
the medicine in the peanut butter.
Yeah.
See what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just shooting that peanut butter.
You just
the
winked
dog,
at me.
What's that?
I thought you winked at me.
I hope not.
No.
If so, edit this out. This is going to ruin my whole career.
No.
Like he had the manicured nails. Now he's winking. All right.
No, you didn't link.
So you put the what I'm trying to do now in my jokes is have a topic that I love that I want to talk about. It might not be funny. It might be dead serious.
Yep.
And I'm just going to shove jokes all over it. And surround it with jokes.
And that's what's going to carry it.
Yeah.
That's what's going to carry the message.
And because I want you to laugh hard and then leave saying, I never even thought of that.
I thought, Alex, let me tell you about one of Josh's jokes.
Yeah.
Okay. And this will be one of that I thought was unbelievable. It's the most serious.
Nice.
But it was whatever you said. What he said, you got to put in the candy?
Medicine in the candy, yeah.
Okay. He said with the Buffalo shooting. You remember this bit?
Oh yeah.
The shooting in Buffalo. He goes, "Why?" And I don't even think it was race related. You weren't saying white people. You were just saying,
right.
Or were you?
No, no.
I don't think you just said.
Well, I was just saying why if you wanted, or maybe it was race related. I'm like, hey, if you gonna shoot a lot of black people, if you wanted to start a race war and you want to shoot people, like, why go to the grocery store or to church?
He goes grocery stores, schools, and churches. Like, those are like the...
That's where they go. Like, you know, it's like, I want to go to... You want to shoot some black people. It's like, but why not go to the hood where the Bloods and the gangsters and the Crips are? Mm-hmm.
And then... So that was the serious message.
Yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
you stack like 10 jokes
about
That's like, you wanted to... What was it? You wanted to play basketball?
I was like, it's like if you wanted to go pro and you've been practicing against Morgan Freeman.
Okay, like that, yeah,
like
yeah,
that's like not he's not going to help you play basketball.
Or he's not going to prove you're good at basketball.
Yeah, like beating Morgan Freeman doesn't mean you're a good ball player, bro.
And then it was just like, oh, it's funny. But that's the most serious topic.
Exactly, yeah.
But then you would go, like, I had a joke, like, because the internet can't really, the AI or the people that are taking jokes down, mm-hmm. it can't.
Yeah.
Understand satire.
Yeah, I know.
It can't do that. So every social media would be wildly in support of that.
Exactly.
Premise.
Yeah, but the words on paper sound the same.
They go,
Bloods and Crips. Exactly. It's almost like one time Instagram got me out of there because a lot of times Instagram doesn't understand blackness.
Okay.
Because in black culture,
I think that's in the terms and conditions.
Yeah, I saw that recently. It was like one thing we're not going to do is understand black folks. That's what. So
you know, one thing Mark Zuckerberg doesn't understand is probably there's probably a panel. He probably had to have a panel.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. If you've ever seen a black person, get off the panel.
If you're coming into Facebook corporate to be on the panel, you might be disqualified from being black.
Oh, it's a fact too.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah.
You're not.
But I'm gonna tell you what the problem came in for me. In black culture, bro, if you say something funny, I'm sure you've seen this. You had a black show or something. Somebody said, bro, stupid.
Stupid.
Like, God, this man is stupid. This man is crazy. Yeah.
Good point.
But on Instagram comments, you're calling a man stupid.
You stupid,
and
bro.
And they're like, whoa. So now they banned me for 2 days.
Speech.
I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, because you said to somebody else's stuff.
Yeah, you're calling, you can't call somebody your name calling.
That's what it can't be.
We need humans.
Like somebody has to, but I guess they go in, somebody, multiple people complain, ratio wise, they go, done.
Yeah, most times you have to go back
and say maybe, and then that's when a human would look at it.
Exactly. And that's.
But even the human looking at it.
Yeah. So now we find ourselves dancing around trying to make content that can fit into these little.
And like, you know, when someone say like they have everybody's probably seen it on TikTok or anywhere, when you, instead of type, you say, SEGGS instead of sex.
Oh yeah,
they type it that way.
That's what I got to do now. I do SECTS, sex.
So when they see
different sex of life,
like different divisions. Yeah. Like so, when they see SEX, they go,
they get you out of here immediately. Yeah,
because they don't like.
They're like, no, we don't do sex here.
Then you'll see a
Mexican woman breastfeeding. I'm like, how did she get on here?
Well,
like, it's
the you know
Mexican
the,
milk much of the next man, but. On my TikTok,
I missed that joke.
Bro. That's
we'll keep going.
No, please keep going. Alex, edit that.
Well, like the I put one up. I put a video on YouTube yesterday. It was a real news story about
that was incredible
about the dog.
They muted that.
No.
Oh.
But it was about basically a guy gave his dog back to the shelter because he thought his dog was gay because he was humping another male dog.
Yeah,
that was the. News clip,
right?
So I put my part in it.
Yeah,
and I go,
yeah.
I can't believe this dog. Like,
yeah.
And like, who is the joke making fun of? It's mm-hmm. making fun of a like I would call like a backwoods like Trump.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
making fun of
the homophobic guy. Who?
Yes.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you
yeah.
say that dog was gay because he loved.
Right.
Like,
right.
But
he didn't want to eat Chick-fil-A.
On the surface,
it seems like you're saying these things.
Yeah, but I'm saying the opposite.
Yeah, yeah. I'm playing a character so that you can see how insane this is.
Yeah.
And like, that's where the humor is and the insanity.
I'm helping.
Yes.
We're on the same team.
No, that's a fact.
We're the same team.
Yeah.
But then you have to but it, the algorithm is unique enough in a way that I feel like, and a lot of people would complain about this. I don't really because. It used to be if you had 10,000 followers,
mm-hmm.
you good on that?
I think so.
You didn't.
Can you still hear me, bro?
Yeah, you
can. You can put it down if you want to.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
attaboy. You don't have to be all good posture, dude. All.
Yeah, I had to make sure my shoulders felt good.
Yeah. How does he look?
How do I look? Good. Don't lie to the streets, bro.
Right. What is this? Okay.
You just hold it. Can I just hold this? Yeah. That's insane.
You can take it off the thing.
It's going to be a meme.
You can take it off the thing.
Just me? Oh, now we're talking.
You can, yeah.
No, you go ahead and keep talking, bro.
No.
If I ruin this mic, I can't afford it.
How does he do it?
That one right there. You got it.
Attaboy. I'm not new to this, bro. I'm true to this,
dude, bro.
All right. Let's go.
He's going to start walking around.
Anyway, so what about
did you just hear what he said?
Think about,
he said, I'm not new to this, I'm true to this.
True to this. I'm playing.
What does that mean?
That means like I do this, bro. Like I'm not like, you see somebody at an open mic and they do zanies and something, and they're fumbling and bumbling.
Yeah, you're true.
And then you're going up and he says, man, I hope you're good. They're rough. And you're like, rough. I'm not new to this.
I'm true to this, bro.
Oh,
yeah, I'm gonna start using that.
Yeah, stop playing with me, bro.
Well, I think when where was that? A couple weeks ago, I was down at Broadway and I saw you.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
And listen,
you were with the fam. I like that.
Was that with my family?
Yeah, it was like a child.
Oh, it was with some kids.
Then an older person. I'm like, I need to call my grandma.
Yeah, I need to. Yeah.
This man's actually spending time with his family.
Could you put that on video and post it?
Yeah, so seriously. I was like, man, this man's with his fam.
Yeah, dude. Right.
And I'm just like cursing on Broadway. I'm like, I'm sorry, Gramps. About that.
Anyway, which do you like better?
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, grandma, pockets or a man with good credit?
Well, I think I was so, I was like, that's my man.
That's real.
And I say that because I feel like we have a lot of probably politically different views.
Yeah.
Very different.
Yeah.
But I go, like, even last night, I was at Whiskey Jam last night, and a kid comes up to me, and he goes, hey, man, this happened to me 3 times this week.
Mm.
Hey, you're comic, right? I'm thinking about getting into stand-up. I go, East Room, Tuesday night, 7
Ooh,
o'clock.
Lit.
East Room, Tuesday night. Seven, and how many people do you think have gone?
Probably 0. Yeah.
None.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah. They're not about that.
They're not about it. They're not about
it. Sounds good.
It sounds, and when I saw you down there working,
mm-hmm.
just like we were,
yeah.
You came over and we shot a video today, and you're like, is this what goes into a video? I go, yeah.
I love that.
There's 10 people here.
I love that, dude. I needed to see that.
Not all of our videos.
But I needed to see that.
But there's like, I go, like, people go, oh, these views or all these, you doing stand up.
No, this man takes this very serious.
But I saw you down there and it's hot.
Yeah.
And it's not,
these
conversations don't go the way you want it.
Sure.
And you're out there for longer than you want.
Yes.
And I go, good for him, dude. Because nobody said, get up and go do it. You go, let's do it.
Yeah. And before it worked, people were like, before COVID hit, like a lot of the comics around town were like, what are you doing? Like, they were almost like, I don't know, playing me to the left, like, that's goofy and corny. Like, we're stand ups. We
now,
do stand ups.
We don't have to do this again. What's playing us to the left?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh, playing us to the left. So, like, this is playing
us to the running glossary.
Yeah. It's gonna be in the credits. Everything I say.
You said people were playing you to the left.
People were playing me to the left.
See, I'm out. Hold on, pause.
Alex, let's go.
I don't know that one.
No, nothing.
Listen,
I'm gonna say playing you to the left. I get the context.
Let's go.
Meaning like they were putting you aside,
mm-hmm. overlooking.
Genius.
But why to the left?
To the left, it's like,
because it ain't right.
It ain't right, bro.
No, get out of here,
not,
dude.
It's
don't
not right.
Him, don't let him do the
streets,
to you,
bro. The streets.
Don't streets, no, him. Bro. Alex for 300. But listen.
They're playing you to the left. All right.
You can't play a man to the left. It's just disrespect. You shake a man's hand with the right.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
You shake a man reaches his left hand, and I say, you trying to play me?
Playing to the left.
He's playing you to the left. Dude, stop playing, bro.
He's learning. Yeah.
Where are we at? So they was trying to play me. And they were just like,
they say it's dumb or it's
they would, it would. And mind you, I'm getting like 100 views. So back in my mind, I'm like, maybe they're right. I'm like doing all this whoop-de-woo. And it's like getting 2 views,
doing
2 likes, one comment, and it's me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, this was great from my burner account.
Yeah.
And it's just like, but then when it starts working, and then now I can sell out my home club, people are like, oh, what editing app do you use?
I'm like,
but you know what I mean? So that's when I realized also I can't
now
be listening.
Trying to play me to the right.
Exactly. But it's too late.
I don't think I use that right, but
it feels good though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It does feel good, but that's when I realized you can't listen to like a lot of people, which is, I guess that's a slippery slope because you don't want to be not teachable. But
well, nobody, like if, I think, I mean, I've been down, I go to Zany's a pretty good bit.
Yeah.
And like, there we go to like a, I went the other day. And it was like, Zany's is our home club, by the way.
People Facts. Know.
Yeah, Zany's is our home club. Me and Josh, we work there a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I went down there the other day, and it was like a Tuesday night, and it was like some like advice podcast.
Oh.
Whatever it was. And it was two a couple, a black couple.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't, and it was sold out.
Wow.
And if somebody come up and ask me, what'd you think about the show? I'm go, I got nothing critical to say about someone that sold it out.
Yeah, I know.
If you also, if like, yeah, like, exactly. like Bill Burr, mm-hmm. as much as you think he's like the purist of mm-hmm. comedy or he would never be critical of Larry the Cable Guy.
Right.
And Larry the Cable Guy is the opposite.
Yeah.
But he
like
goes,
the Dane Cook, when people were snapping on Dane Cook, it's like, bro, he's selling out.
No, but no, yeah. people were, below, we were like,
yeah.
people below, like Kevin Hart wasn't.
Right, right.
Anybody that also sold out Bridgestone Arena was not.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
now it's become easy because yeah. you're on the back. You're like, oh, it's easy to punch up.
Right, right, right.
But no
right.
comic that also is on the level of, that you are.
Yeah, yeah.
That when I saw you down there, I go, that's not stupid.
Yeah,
that's the opposite. Exactly. I go, that's the opposite of that.
Yeah, but you get it too.
And you, there's a lot of comics that are sitting on there mm-hmm. doing nothing.
Exactly.
Then I wouldn't even say that for comedy because people that are not watching are not comics.
Mm-hmm.
That's for everybody.
That's true.
If you go, I want
to. Yeah, if you're doing your craft and you're just out there struggling to do it and you're not, no one's paying you any attention.
But no one that's also doing something is exactly. critical of you.
So the person in your craft that's killing it
yeah.
respects you out there getting
Absolutely.
Two views because he understands
Absolutely.
What it takes to get up there.
And all I wanted to know if from like people go, hey, how do you do stand-up or how do you do? And I'm not the expert of stand-up. I've been doing it for a while, but they go, how do you do it? How do you do it? All I wanted to know is if somebody goes, like we gave somebody a guest spot
mm-hmm.
on our show, on yeah. our theater show.
Yeah.
And it was not good.
Ooh.
It was very
just a random.
No, we knew.
Okay.
I don't want to say. Yeah. It's just
we Dave Chappelle. It was yeah.
Dave was like, "Hey, John, can I come by?
You mind if I do like 5 minutes?
Can I come by your Charlotte show?" I was like, "Weird."
I go, Dave.
"Are you sure this is Dave?"
Yeah.
Weird thing to ask. No, but he goes, "If and it was bad. I thought it was poorly poorly crafted set. I thought it was for my show. Like mm-hmm. you know my audience a little bit.
Yeah,
and all my audience, my fans were there. My friends. They go, hey, we weren't with.
Oh, so did he bomb or did he just go left and like make people uncomfortable, or both?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, and if they said, hey, I understand that did not go well. I'm gonna do everything in my. I'm gonna work
mm-hmm.
every night. To make sure that this gets better. And when you give me another opportunity in 6 months, a year, I go, you have as many as you want.
They blame the crowd.
If you want to work,
mm-hmm.
but if they don't.
Yeah.
Nobody
yeah.
does.
Right.
They don't want to get, like, I had to write the script for yesterday. And it was mm-hmm. like, I wanted to go out. And I was like, I got to turn in this script.
That's real.
Like.
Yeah.
But.
That's real.
There's no. I mean, that's for everybody. Dude,
that's good to
like,
know,
if you, everybody's out. Like, you think. Like, I promise you, dude, other people are working.
Yeah.
Other people that are, like, self-motivated.
That's
like,
another good thing
No
about
one told you to go down there to Broadway.
Facts. That's another good thing. I don't think we were talking about this before, so this isn't going to be they're not going to know what I'm talking about, but.
They get it.
You were canceled before. And
that's new to them. They don't know anything.
Sorry about that, but it was a wild year. But the good thing about that, I hate to say.
I like how whenever it's a pony, like looks like he's like Obama. He's like Obama.
I got him on it too. He's pointing right at the people. Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah.
This one?
No.
Yeah. He's like, anyway.
Listen here, America. Like Bernie Mac at the show.
He's like, John, can you move out of the screen? I go, my bad.
Hey, man, you mind leaving? You and Alex, I just hit the.
He's like, can I actually get a podium? I go, you want a podium? No, I'll give you one. Dude.
But the good thing
he
about
brings
like,
his own podium. Like,
right, go I got one on me. Don't worry about it. It's in my pocket. I fold it out.
It's collapsible. It's in your pocket.
But listen, it's about so like when you got the cancel.
Yeah.
I feel like what, mind you, I'm sure it was deplorable, but no one like it was 2020.
2019.
So no one else
2019.
Worked, 2019.
End of 2019. November.
But it worked into COVID.
Yeah, it worked into COVID. Yeah.
Meaning like no other comics are working.
Man, no one is working.
So it's like no one, you're not thinking like that would have killed me. If I can't like
everyone else was like
everybody else getting better and I'm just sitting at home trying to wait it out.
Oh yeah.
But now everybody's sitting at home. So you don't have that extra anxiety of like, wow, I'm sitting here not getting good.
And everybody else is.
Yeah, because, you know, comedy, if you miss 2 weeks, you're like.
Now you're down. You're out.
Ooh, man, I'm feeling it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've been out for five.
5 weeks? Because
I've been off five. This is the longest I've ever been off.
You're a monster, though, bro.
Yeah,
your video's got to keep you sharp, too, though.
Yeah,
with how much you're working
something.
Now,
like, you're right. You're still creating.
Yeah, still making stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not just out here.
How long you been doing it?
Cutting grass since 2009.
Man, how many years is that?
13.
Man, that's good, dude.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, it. you can always, and again, this is where I go back to everybody's, you can always compare, yourself to the guys that are doing better than you.
Yeah. Somebody's been doing it 13 years doing better than you? That's cap.
No, probably not.
Cap meaning
no, but
it's not true.
Yeah.
That's what cap is.
Oh, I thought he meant no cap.
No, like, no cap means I'm not lying. Cap is lying.
Don't be a part of this.
Alex, you know what I'm talking about. Alex, like I grew up with Alex in the streets, but
cap means. You grew up in Massachusetts.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm definitely not going there, but
that's fair.
Good to see you.
I left, so that's fine.
Yeah, as you should. good sports.
Cap.
Oh, yeah, cap.
I seen this video on TikTok where this girl was like, I slept with every guy on the football team, and then it's like a duet, and then cuts the guy wearing it. He's wearing like six hats.
Exactly.
I get it now.
Because cap is lying.
I never got that joke.
Yeah, so when people say like,
he's wearing like 13 hats.
Exactly. That's a lot of cap. You see what I'm saying? That's a whole lot of cap, bro. Like, no, like,
that's the joke. Oh,
like if Moses says, bro, I took my, like if Moses says, I took my people to the promised land, that's cap. That was Joshua. Okay. That's cap.
Oh yeah,
and I want to get into that because Joshua don't get his respect.
I'm gonna get into
that. No cap, bro.
These are the talking points for the podcast today.
Seriously, I was in the car like, I got some Bible stuff, bro.
I gotta talk about that.
People don't think I got Bible stuff. I got Bible stuff. I was named after Joshua in the Bible.
You were?
No cap. Seriously, my mom's super like church every Sunday, Wednesday, like the whole thing. I grew up the whole thing, bro.
Wait, I want to talk. Well, I got. All right, I saw your joke about
black and white church.
You impersonated white church.
Oh yeah. My aunt goes to a white church.
Okay. And you use, for worship, you use Good Good Father.
Oh, yeah. Slapper.
And that's our song. That's, I mean, I'll give it to you. You know what?
Boy goes crazy.
No, that's our song, dog. That's our national anthem.
Yeah. I said, ooh.
That's our national
That'll even make me move. It ain't going to, like, water me up. Like, I'm not going to cry on that, but.
Good Good Father.
I mean, if I'm around a lot of white people, I could probably. Because, you know, sometimes you. If you in church, bro, because like, you can listen to a sermon from the house.
Yeah.
You cool.
What do you like, from the house?
Like Zoom. If you didn't make it that Sunday.
You're like, no, that one doesn't mean anything. That just means like from my house.
Yeah, from the house. That's not slang. That's like, just real English. But
that's the pastor's on the house. Yeah. I watch that pastor from the house. What?
That boy on the house?
From my home. No, I got it. From the house?
Yeah. So like if I'm listening to, like if I didn't make it to church, I just got to catch the Zoom. They played a Good Good Father. I'd probably be like, it's some cool.
The Crosspoint or something?
What do you mean?
Who's playing Good Good Father? Not your church.
Not at all. I'm saying if I was a white man and I was if I didn't make it to church.
Oh yeah, you're playing Good Good.
Or in my own, let's say I'm listening to my aunt go to a white church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Yeah, real white.
Does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing a Good Good Father, it don't move me outside of the element. You get into the element of the white church, it'll hit different.
Well, we've talked about this before that the Lord's Prayer is like our Father who had to like teach us and like your will be done, like meaning we're in a group.
Yeah.
It's always using it plural.
Sure.
Our Father, not like my Father, because meaning.
Oh, like we're a team.
We're all supposed to be doing this together.
So you do a Lord's Prayer by yourself.
You shouldn't.
Oh.
And what it say, our Father who had to be done, it teach us. There's no I in team or in the Lord's Prayer.
I like that. I like this. Like, I'm going to do the Lord's Prayer, but I got to call somebody.
Yeah, I got to A's.
Somebody got to get on the line. I'm not going to
be on speaker.
God's going to be like, come on, bro, you by yourself.
Alex, he had a black versus white church.
Yeah.
And
worship, praise and worship.
I saw his TikTok and I sent him one of mine.
That was hilarious.
It was a white guy in a black choir. Because once you get, these are always so tricky, but I think all this content is now become prevalent because of the green screen.
Oh yeah, of course.
Because you couldn't do it.
Yeah, you're right. It would seem
you're
insane.
You're gonna have to hire.
Yeah.
Now the only guy I know that does it and respect, Jesus Be Poppin'.
Country Wayne. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the only guy I can see that has like a full church for his videos.
Oh, he gets the whole church.
Yeah, he has like. He doesn't pray.
But he's like the black you. You could get a whole church now.
Yeah, I could. Yeah,
you could text Joel Osteen and he'll be here at this pod in 2 seconds.
No, he doesn't let people into his church.
Yeah, but that's what. But he will. But if John will let him here. You see what I'm saying? Like, he wouldn't let John in his church, for sure. But
you co-sign on it.
Yeah, you text him and.
So Country Wayne, I don't know where he lives, but I follow his stuff
in the country. I assume.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What if he was like from New York?
I think Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I like Country Wayne.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
But he's the only guy I've seen that has
Like a whole choir.
And he would go up on stage Now, he'd probably have 20, 30, 40 people.
Yeah.
It's not a full, but they frame it in a way.
That's dope.
Because outside of that, I go Country Wayne church video. Country Wayne is a monster, dude.
Yeah, bro. You know, I'm just now realizing y'all are the same.
Oh, I'm the white Country Wayne?
Yeah, seriously, bro.
Yeah, look, click on one of those.
I mean, but you've been doing stand-up longer, so you got one up on them.
When the church...
That's hilarious.
Chooses a new deacon and that goes wrong.
Yeah, see, all those are real people. See, I don't have the patience.
Those are real people.
Yeah, I don't have the patience for that.
Look at that, dude.
Yeah, that's a lot of people for one skit.
I know, but his videos go huge.
No, they're crazy. And maybe that helps. Maybe being so big, you text somebody.
But like, see, the back three rows are empty. But he got, I mean,
of course,
he goes,
you chop that down.
But he doesn't need it.
Right.
He goes,
right.
Let me get
that's hilarious.
50 people.
That's incredible.
And he'll probably shoot five of them in a day.
Yeah, that's incredible.
But that, yeah, I know.
That's incredible.
But before. So imagine, I don't even know what it is.
We just didn't watch the whole thing.
imagine you want to do black guy in a white church without grain strain. You can't.
No. Oh, you're right. You're right.
Because you're gonna hire 20 white people.
They have to call you. Like, hey, Chris, get Olsen on the line. I need 20 of them.
Or if I would definitely never do white guy joins a black choir.
Yeah, with no green screen, that's crazy.
No, dude.
I'm like, yo, Chris is off his rocker.
That is like a skit.
Yeah.
Trying to, all right, everybody, and they go, we don't,
Nah, that's wild. He's wilding.
Yeah. But
but when you get the black dancers in the back as you dance, now it's like, oh, okay, I get it.
And then you're like making, you're like, it becomes funny because the joke is me.
And they can digest it. The joke would have been you without the green screen. It's just, I can't digest it.
No, the joke, I'm making fun of me.
Exactly.
Because they're going,
but if you didn't have the green screen, I'd have been like, you're trying to play me. You know what I mean?
You hired all of us for your.
Yeah.
And then if it's the green screen and me, there's no like, oh, I'm bummed because he made fun of that guy. I wonder how that guy feels.
Oh,
there's none of that. There's none of
right,
that.
Right.
He was there. Like,
no,
sometimes there's like crowd work and you go, oh, he'd like crush that guy. And you go, and then you leave going, oh, I don't like that.
How do you think you do at a black church? You ever done a black church comedy wise?
I'd pay to see
that for sure.
What do you mean?
I just think that'd be insane to see. I think you'd murder. And some white comics, you either murder or you fall bad in a black room.
Well, I'll tell you.
Talk to me.
I did a, what's his name? Real good looking guy.
Me. Came to my church.
Nah, what's the guy's name? I opened for him at the, he's still.
He's a Christian comic?
He still works comedian. He works in a bunch of movies. Type in Ali Sadiq and, Ali Sadiq tour dates. Who does Ali Sadiq open? Ali Sadiq doesn't open for him anymore.
Oh,
not John Crist. No, just
he's
Ali
Sadiq.
He's
an older guy.
What's his name? I don't know.
And he does comedy in churches?
No, he does. I'll tell you when I did a black club.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, black club is good. Yeah.
Ali Sadiq. Are
you saying, Ali opened
for
him?
Go to images. Images. He'll be on one of these. Go down. Shoot. Ali Sadiq. What's his name? Keep going down. Everybody on here somewhere. Bill Bellamy. Got it. Bill Bellamy.
Oh,
Bill Bellamy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Bellamy. Yeah.
Yeah. Bill Bellamy. So Bill Bellamy was at the Denver Improv.
Okay.
And he goes, and I go, I was like scheduled to host and they switched it. And I go, can I come by and do a guest set?
Yeah.
And so the first night I like purposely dressed like white.
Oh,
like khakis.
Okay. Yeah.
Polo.
Sure. Cause
I wasn't going to try to be like.
Yeah.
Jordan's
flippity flop.
No. I came more white.
Go extra white.
And right across the street was a Toby Keith bar.
Mm.
And I go,
oh wow.
I go, this isn't my demographic either. And it crushed.
Yeah.
Cause I go, hey, I'm a guest here.
I'm
uncomfortable too.
That's real.
Everybody and I go, I'll only be up here for like 3 or 4 minutes and I gotta get back to being a waiter at the Toby Keith bar. And it crushed.
Great. Yeah, it's great.
It crushed.
That's
everybody was like, I did my normal jokes and then everybody loved it.
Yeah.
The next night, or maybe it was the late show, the same night.
You came back in a do-rag.
No, what?
A do-rag is a thing that we tie on our heads and it keeps the wave spinning.
I go, oh, I got this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know.
Got comfortable.
Yeah, yeah. Too comfortable, too fast.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I came up, I go, dude, I got a lot of black friends, dude. I know Will Smith or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like, I'm cool with Will Smith.
Yeah.
I love getting jiggy with or something.
Oh, that's crazy.
They
yeah.
go, nope.
Yeah.
They just, nope.
No.
And I saw, I remember
it's hard.
A black guy go, he just goes,
ooh,
if you're listening, I just crossed my arms.
Yeah, the slow arm fold.
He just goes, and now
yeah.
you're now, they came to see Bill Bellamy. Now you are in between them and now they hate you.
Ooh, ain't nothing like a black crowd hating
you. Nah.
They, it is different.
They'll take you to higher heights or lower lows.
Yeah.
A white crowd will always be kind.
Yeah, you can feel their annoyance. And they might roll their eyes, especially the white woman. She'll roll her eyes on you.
Yeah, don't get the eye roll.
But not, in the black crowd, they could throw things.
They will.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I've been told by, I can't probably do the whole thing here, but she said.
Somebody said to you?
Oh, yeah. My first time, I first started, I was doing a bar show in Nashville, and it was so loud in this restaurant. It was dumb to do comedy there. And this woman talking, good. I said, hey, ma'am, you mind being quiet? And
then white lady?
No, black woman.
Oh, well, yeah.
And she screamed, this ain't church.
Oh, yeah.
Curse word.
Yeah.
To and you? Then, oh, yeah.
I would melt into the floor.
I mean, and the crowd goes wild. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In support of her?
And I was so new at comedy. Like, yeah. I took it personal. Like, and I tried to, like, I was trying to go back at her. And then the crowd was like, come on, dude. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah, she's like, my kid's in the hospital.
Yeah. And then you go,
and they're like, wow. And they're like cheering her on. I'm like, so what are you at the bar for?
They were all on her side.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean,
it was bad, but her aggression is what won them. They're like, she's so aggressive, she has to be the more masculine person in the situation.
And you were young, you're a young comic.
I yelled back, but I was maybe a year in.
Yeah.
And I had no armor for that at all.
Alex, have I ever told this story about the if I get into this story and then no, you've already heard it, let's say that. Okay. Mm-hmm. The same thing happened to me.
Yeah.
So it was the same club where Bill Bellamy, different night though. Mm-hmm. Different night. And I just was starting to get like confident enough in roasting people.
Ooh.
In a friendly way.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So I go, this guy had a mustache. Like, it was a Latino guy with a mustache. I go, dude, yeah. I said, I remember this. I go, dang, good to see you here. You're just right in off the set of Breaking Bad. This is what Breaking Bad was.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
it crushed.
Nice.
And yeah. it was in Denver and Albuquerque. Breaking Bad was huge.
Yeah, yeah.
And he looked like that one drug dealer. He looked exactly
yeah,
like
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was, and I was like, oh, let's go. I started to get like,
you think you like that one?
And then I
how
go,
how about this?
There was a white girl with a black guy, like an interracial couple. Yeah. And I go, are you, and I go, just something like dumb, like have you checked his credit score or something? Oh, something like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would never make the joke now.
Yeah, but yeah, just too loosey goosey.
And everybody
yeah.
was like, ah.
Yeah.
And then, okay. I'll never forget this the rest of my life. I used to tell this at meet and greets. There was like three girls in the front.
Black? You know,
one was
okay.
One was there, were, and then the two. I think a mixed race and a white girl.
Okay,
and the one girl was not looking at me, so she was like, if you could like kind of like this, kind of like
oh yeah yeah yeah.
And I was very young to stand up.
That's
you know
strange.
Where the story's going.
Yeah, yeah yeah
yeah. Yeah, and I go, and I kind of roasted here, and I'm coming here.
Yeah yeah.
And I go, hey, if I'm gonna roast you, you better look me in the eye when I'm talking to you.
Ooh.
And her friend goes, she's blind.
Ooh.
Oh my God, dude. Ooh.
That's brutal.
And dude.
That's brutal.
But I was, what you're,
yeah.
dude.
You're supposed to play with that.
And I go,
that can
no
break you.
Way. I go, no way.
Oh, you're so not, you don't believe it?
No, and then she held up the stick. because I was talking to the girl and she didn't,
she held up the stick.
She didn't know I was talking to her.
Right, of course not.
Because she can't see.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
yeah.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
And I'll tell you that what I know now
yeah, yeah.
is that blind people actually love coming to comedy shows.
Yeah, I bet.
Because it's just a guy in a microphone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
all
yeah.
that energy is mostly yeah. auditory.
It's like an audiobook.
And you can, okay.
Sorry. Good to see you.
Don't,
all right.
Don't try to podcast okay. the camera, dude. And then, because like if you go to a movie, there's too many details on
yeah,
that screen.
Yeah,
if
you, yeah,
especially
yeah.
if you're like 80-90%
exactly.
blind.
And they play with the visual, like it's part of the whole experience.
In
yeah.
comedy, you can
yeah.
feel pretty close to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Watch because it's
sure.
just a guy
yeah. Yeah.
on a stage.
Yep.
You can ingest about
yeah.
almost the same experience that I would have.
Yeah.
Like you sit in the Zany's behind the pole and you're like, mm-hmm. I got it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
yeah,
a guy
yeah,
up
yeah.
there.
And okay. that's why they had comedy albums. Like you don't
yeah.
you know what I mean? You can just listen.
I got it. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
They didn't have a magic album.
Oh,
I'm saying they don't because you couldn't. You didn't need to see it. You missed that joke, and so did you. And I'm pissed off.
I tried to play along, but now you called me out. No, I was like, "Yo,
didn't.
Sure,
no, you Magic didn't. Johnson." I missed that, but oh, Magic cards.
I'm out.
I'm saying they can't have a Magic album.
Oh, you can't watch a Magic album?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That is true.
You can't watch a comedy album. You can listen to a comedy. Oh, I said watch. That's how I messed up the
kicker.
Joke.
See, now you're throwing me off.
No, you got to listen to a Magic album.
Get Joel
album.
Osteen in here. This is.
I was getting mad at you for missing that. I worded that wrong. You can't watch.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
Roast him in the comments.
I wonder if anyone in the comments got that before. I did.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to pause and run that back.
You can't watch. I said you can't watch a comedy album.
Can't watch a comedy album. Hell, I can. I can see.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So I got very scared and I go like, I didn't mean that. Like, I'm just like joking around. Like, I'm trying to have fun up here.
Now
like,
it's
I didn't
getting
mean
awkward.
Like,
yeah.
And I'm backpedaling. And first of all, you should never backpedal.
No, Deion Sanders.
No, you never backpedal.
No.
And Chance is good at that, dude. Chance will go after people hard. And he'll stay.
Yeah, but see, he's a small, adorable guy.
Yeah.
I learned he's as a tall black guy. There's good stuff. Like, I got charm. I can go farther in race.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of women enjoy me. But I can't be like aggressive because it's like, it gets scary then.
I think you can, the longer... I've told jokes that are like a little heavy, but like you tell them later in the set. Like, don't come out with that because they don't know if they like you yet. You got to get them. Yeah. So this, I limped off the rest of my set with the blind girl.
And then bailed.
And then I go, because I go as a, I mean, this is back in 2011, maybe. I tweeted about this. I could go back in my Twitter. I mean, I would have to go back. Yeah. Could you find it on Twitter?
Yeah, somebody pull it up.
Keywords, I might be able to, yeah.
I mean, John Chris bathroom stall.
John Chris blind.
Yeah. John Chris bathroom stall tweet. There's no way that'll come up.
Pull it up.
There's no way that'll come up. Yep, there it is.
Wow, this is great. Click. Okay, I'm in the public.
That's not it.
Yeah, you don't want to play that one.
I'm in a public bathroom before my show, and people are talking about me, and I can't get out of this. I've done that before.
That's great.
When I go into the bathroom,
and
people are coming in, they go, I don't even know why I'm here. Or like... The guy goes, my wife dragged me along to the center.
Oh, like it is.
There's
guy,
no way it's in there.
This guy blows.
His bathroom. Go to Blind Story. Is that maybe be on Blind Story? All right. Anyway, so after the show, I feel horrible about this. So I go, yeah, this is not going to find it. I went to the bar staff or whatever. I go, can you get that woman and bring her back to the Greeks? I'd like to apologize to her. And I still feel like this. If somebody gets dressed,
comes,
they wanted to have a good time. You never want to be
isolate them. Yeah,
those
comics
are like, I walked three people. I go, what? Those are horrible. Those are your customers, dude. What are you doing? She came back in the green room with her other two friends.
Yeah.
Dying laughing.
That's great.
And she goes, I am blind, but like my favorite thing to do is sit in the front row of the comedy shows and make the comics uncomfortable. I go,
that's incredible.
Dang it. Because look at her. She's like she has a disability.
She gets it.
And this is her like therapy to like make the comics. And she goes, I did the worst thing is she wanted to spawn.
Yeah, she wanted to play.
And by treating someone with a disability on eggshells, you do the most disrespectful thing to them.
Absolutely.
And I was with, this is the joke in that I was with Tim Hawkins. You know who Tim Hawkins is?
No.
He's like a big Christian comic. Works in churches. One of the best.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. He said, I was with him the next weekend. I go, I felt terrible. I go, there was a blind woman. And he goes, dude, you can never back out.
Yeah.
You got to keep digging.
You got to keep digging deeper.
Yeah. That's the only way out. I go, what do you mean? I go, what would you have said? And he said, easy, dude. Just go. You're blind. You're sitting in the front row of a sold out comedy show. It's kind of a selfish move.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
And do you think she would have laughed at that?
Of course.
Yes, dude.
Of course.
She would have died. She would have loved that joke. But going back to the TikTok thing, done for that.
No, TikTok ain't playing that.
You are done. They will take your account for that. Mm-mm, and for that's sure. what that.
The nuance
that they can't, no AI can adjust for that.
Unless Allen Iverson probably could.
May I?
That's a good AI.
Allen Iverson is a basketball.
Yeah, he's a black basketball player. He has braids.
Come
thank
on,
you,
man,
bro.
I know that.
Now he's got more street cred. This is getting
AI,
AI, baby.
Yeah. We talk about practice.
But no. Seriously, bro.
Will you?
I want to talk about Joshua in the Bible.
Let's get to him, dude.
All right, because I'm like,
I got a lot. I got other Bible questions to ask you.
I need that.
What do you mean?
I just want you. You got a lot of Christian followers.
Yeah,
they watching this, and a lot of people, even in black churches too.
Yeah,
they don't put enough respect on Joshua, the character.
The character. Okay.
Like,
so Moses
doesn't have a book. Let's talk about it. He doesn't have a book.
But was he in Genesis, Exodus? He's Exodus.
That's what I'm saying. We don't even know where he's at.
Yeah, he's in
Exodus. Is he over here? Who knows, bro? And then, Deuteronomy, I want to say, actually.
Who closed the deal? Joshua was the closer.
No. There's one thing. Who took people to the promised land?
Oh, Joshua and Caleb. That. Joshua and Caleb.
Yeah, but Caleb was kind of scary. Let's be honest about it.
Joshua led it?
See, this he doesn't even know. Nah, he's the biggest Christian I've ever seen. Nah. That's why I'm here, bro.
Nah, like, it's, I know this. I know.
No, you know the story.
He's looking it up, but I already know.
You know the story. 12, but what I'm saying is they Moses had this propaganda campaign, and everybody's like worshiping Moses like he was.
No, they're worshiping the calf. But Moses let him. Moses let him. He came down with the Ten Commandments.
He did his thing. Now, he did his thing. However, he couldn't make it, bro. He disobeyed God. God said, I can't have that, bro.
Yeah, he went off the rails.
He went off the rails, and God said, I need a real one. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I'm sure there was plenty of people that he asked, but there was only one man for the job. Bro.
Joshua. And Aaron was his best friend. But
Aaron was a good man. Before. Sure. Yes. But God didn't want nothing to do with that man. He liked him. Sure, that's my son, but you not know Joshua, bro.
And you say Joshua didn't get enough respect.
He still doesn't to this day.
He has a name. He has a book.
He has a book, but people don't put respect on the book.
Wait, is that a different book?
No. Joshua has his own book, the book of Joshua.
Is that about
Judges
rule? Yeah, is that about, were you singing the song?
That's the song, yeah.
he goes, rude.
Yeah, he thought I know about VeggieTales. Stop playing with me, bro. Larry Boy, but listen. He thought I know about Larry Boy.
So Joshua, is Joshua?
He carried the people to the promised land, bro. And it wasn't easy, bro. He walked around to Jericho.
That was Joshua.
That was him, bro.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
That's the problem. People forget, like.
They sleep on him.
I don't like that, bro.
They sleep on Joshua.
And mind you, if you say, all right, these people are scared, we got to fight these people, and God tells you to walk around the wall, that's absurd.
And
Most people would have been like, I'm not rocking with God no more. What Joshua do? I'm doing that, bro.
They go, hey. Yeah, he did it.
He did it, and the wall fell, and he won. And then he had to still fight more battles, bro.
Everybody,
And the battles just get overlooked. There's no movies.
Nah, if you're like, hey, you know, David, Abraham, that Joshua, you go, who?
And you say, Moses, people love Moses. People draw Moses. Yep. But then Joshua's like, we don't even have no real drawing of that man.
Who's like the good sidekick in a movie?
I don't like that type of talk. He's not sidekick, bro. Right. He's a real hero. If Batman would have, got pushed away by God.
Oh, yeah.
And then Robin was like the man, but Robin is not the man. Yeah. Robin's a child.
So when you get to heaven, because my parents would always tell me, because I'm named after John the Baptist.
Ooh. And that's what the B's for.
Yeah.
John the Baptist Christ.
You know what my middle name is? You don't know?
What is it? It's insane. What is his name?
Do you know
it
this?
It's insane. Yeah, I do know.
You don't know this?
No. Oh, God. John B. What is the B for? Barack.
That's my middle name.
That's insane.
My middle name is Barack.
If they hear this, you're done. Alex, get this out of here. After all this, we found out he's a Muslim in episode 13.
I'm looking at the numbers. The numbers drop off after episode 13.
Like 45 minutes in, the numbers just went crazy.
Yeah,
that's insane.
My name is spelled different.
It's
B-A-R-A-K, but my middle is a Bible name.
That's incredible.
Barack is a Bible name. He's a judge.
Oh, see, I missed that.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, I'm 38.
No. That's your name now.
So I should just say it.
Obama, what up, fam?
I thought about because there's everyone has a your name's Josh Black.
Yeah.
Your real name's
no, Black. It's not.
It isn't?
No.
Okay.
My name is Josh Lipscomb.
Okay, is it?
Like the school here.
Yeah.
But that's strange. So
you just switched it up.
Yeah, I switched it
up. At day one?
Yeah, day one of comedy, yeah.
You did?
Yeah. So one's that's a lot of syllables. One, Lipscomb is an S Lipscomb. In the middle.
Yeah, Josh
Two,
Black.
It's named after a school.
See, I wasn't that. Yeah, that would be confusing.
It's strange.
Like there's a girl that's Alana Springsteen.
Okay.
And she's a country artist. Do you know her?
Oh, that's a lot of pressure, bro.
And I was talking to somebody the other day, and I go, yeah, because, her dad's like Bruce Springsteen. They go, no. Oh, wait, no?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's confusing.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you what she should have done. She should have done like my boy Michael B. Jordan. His name is Michael Jordan, bro.
He just put
a B in there, and he's his own man.
And he's still Michael Jordan.
Yes. His whole life, they called him, his teacher was like, Michael Jordan. And everybody was like, you're not Michael Jordan. He put a B in his name.
That's a good branding.
Ooh, B for branding.
B for branding.
B for Barack.
Well, I should go, I thought, Because there's a lot of
Michael Barack Jordan. We got his new merch, bro. It's change is coming. What was this? Change has
open,
come.
Open change.
Oh, yeah.
Change,
yeah. Hope.
Well, there's a lot of comics. I came up in the Denver comedy scene, and there's a lot of comics that had names before they were like you can't have a stage name before you're something.
Oh.
Like, you know how Larry the Cable Guy had his?
Black comics missed that.
Yeah, but black comics.
Earthquake.
They all have
Hamburger.
Wait, have you ever seen that thing I've sent with the black comics, the black comedy show? I don't see if I can find it.
No, black comics got some wild names, especially the old ones. Somebody put in a Facebook group, they were like, man, this might be too inside baseball. Edit this, Alex, but...
Hold on, no, I got go ahead.
They said that old black comics come to the open mics in like three-piece suits.
Yeah.
Pinstripe suits.
Yeah.
And they have insane names. I thought that bomb. You can go ahead and cut that out.
No, I got no. I'm going to add this too.
I can feel the comments like, all right, I'm going to go back to TikTok. I'm not going to keep watching this.
John finds this thing soon.
Yeah. I hope Barack finds what he's looking for.
This is like I don't have to find it in here. It's like it was a black comedy poster.
Okay. Oh, it had wild names on it.
Wildest name. All right, here we go. Let's see if you can read this. Hold on. I got Fat Man DZ.
Of course.
Light Skin Bobby. No, Light Skin Bobby Brown. You see all these? Some of those.
Hold on. Let's see what we got here.
I can't open it up. Can you see it?
You got Fat Man DZ. We got Light Skin Bobby. We have Brown.
This is like a local showcase, though.
We have Miss Wall Street. We have Detroit Black. Dirty South. Mr. Inappropriate.
These are all the comics.
Real? Yeah, this is real. I was on the show, apparently. It was Mr. Inappropriate. That's what they used to call
Mr.
me.
Mr. Inappropriate. that's real.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I go, this is the wildest thing I've ever seen.
Mimi Williams.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
There's a lot of like
I
Lils.
Get that framed. I'm putting that
there's
up
a lot
wall.
Of. There's a lot of like a Big E.
Yeah.
Sugar Sean.
Yeah, yeah, I like
Comedian
that.
Duchess.
Yeah.
Lou Ray.
Oh, that's the Atlanta show.
Flow so amazing.
Oh, that's fire. He used to be a rapper. I was like, no, I'm doing this comedy, bro.
Comedian.
Like N1 Street Tour roster. Yeah.
Ooh, N1 used to go crazy. Did you ever hoop or something?
No, I got cut from the team.
Ah. It's
touchy.
No church ball or nothing?
Nah, touchy. Well, I play now. I play basketball now.
No, like that don't count.
Yeah, what? No.
We're 78 years old now, son.
Yeah, it's over. Count. But they, I, what, if I,
Flow so crazy.
Amazing. I'm with A-Z-Z-Y-N.
That's going to be my bio after this.
But I was, I got nervous because a lot of those guys had names and they'd never went anywhere. And I go, oh, that looks silly.
Oh, yeah,
but what I should have done, think about this. My name is pronounced Barack.
Yeah.
But it's Barack.
Sure.
My middle name is Barack.
Yeah.
They're like, what? And it is.
Yeah.
But I should have gone Jay Barack Christ.
Ooh.
But it's spelled Chris. Like,
you would have pissed off everybody.
Yeah, they wouldn't know. But I came along before Obama.
Oh,
I was.
That would have been funny. That's just your whole thing. He took everything. He took my whole style, man.
He took my whole style.
The president of the United States.
Well, that, you know what? Me and Kev, you know Kev on stage?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Kev on stage. We did a show together.
Okay.
And we talked about, like, you know, let's say Comedian Duchess or whatever.
Yeah.
The difference between black church and white church, mm-hmm. in a way, we've talked about this before.
Maybe.
About in white church, pastor, first name. Pastor Doug.
Yeah.
Pastor Mike.
Okay.
Pastor Sean.
Yeah.
Pastor Rick.
Yeah.
In black church, reverend, honorable, bishop,
ooh.
Prophet.
Yeah. You got to put that. You got to put that respect on.
And you don't even know his first name.
No. We call the biggest pastor in Nashville right now, black guy, is a... Bishop Walker out of Mount Zion Church.
Bishop Walker.
And he's Bishop.
That's you don't name. Call him. What's his first name?
Who knows?
No one even knows.
Who knows? I don't know if he has one.
No white pastor. We don't know his last name.
Yeah.
We only know.
Do you even acknowledge a bishop? I don't know what a bishop is.
I don't either.
Like, it's a bishop, but that's what I call it, man.
I've seen like some of the black churches with the advertisements like prophetess.
Oh.
Whatever the last name of the female.
Yeah.
Or
Reverend.
Reverend.
Yeah.
Honorable.
Yeah.
Bishop.
You got to put that title on them.
Yeah. And I've noticed you go to a white church and, dude, no one loves being roasted more than the pastor.
I can believe that. You can relax.
And but the black church, because I've done black churches, the exact opposite. You do not. What are you laughing at?
That's that, great. Though? I never thought about that. Can you? I'm trying to imagine you roasting Bishop now. I'm like, yeah, he's a dead man.
You dead, dude.
Yeah,
dude.
No, that's
like,
wild.
Look at this.
Yeah, like, oh, look at this. Oh, come on,
no,
bro.
No, but that's not even racial. That's,
right.
You are below him. If you did the show.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
You're not.
I'd never be able to allow it in there again.
No, dude.
That's, I never even thought of that. Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, it's like, and also in black churches, pastors, I've noticed, they're like how people, political people see their presidents.
Yeah.
There's no wrong.
Yeah, no wrong.
Like something happens, like, that's pastor.
No wrong.
You know,
There's Marcus Wiley. Mm-hmm. You know Marcus Wiley? Uh-huh. He's a black comic, black church comic.
Yeah, yeah.
And he came with me to one, two shows, and it was like talking about insider black culture stuff, know about it.
Yeah.
But if I went to black church, same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He would figure it out after 2-3 days.
Sure.
But it didn't.
Huh.
And he said, this is inappropriate.
Let's
but
go.
He said, you know, you're only, like, speaking of me getting canceled, he's like, you know, your only mistake is you weren't in the black churches because they wouldn't care.
No cap.
That means true.
That means very true.
All right, got
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
There's no.
Before we go on, Okay, why?
Because.
He said if I was performing in black churches.
Yeah, because there's something about, like, you're ours.
We're protecting you.
You're ours.
Yeah.
And they don't get to, they might come in and try to get you,
yeah.
But we're not, no. That's him. We know, that mind your business. That's ours. It's almost like somebody's son.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
Especially if you're younger. I noticed that a lot. If you're young, they're like, no. Who are you to talk about my son?
Yeah.
We can talk about him. We
you
might
can't.
Take him to the corner,
yeah, you
but
can't. Yeah.
ho, that's.
What's take him to the corner?
What's that?
You're going to take him to the
corner? Take him to the corner means like if you say something crazy,
yeah,
I'm gonna have to take you to the corner. Hey, bro, what was
oh,
that?
I thought you meant like this corner of the street, like you're gonna drop him off.
No, I'm not gonna drop you off at a corner store. Yeah, I'm just you could be this. I could take you over there
at the corner.
And just say, hey, bro, come on, bro.
Oh, yeah, hey, oh, take you aside.
Take you to the side.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah, just because you almost played me to the left.
There's a.
We don't want
to
do
take you to the corner versus take you to the left.
Yeah,
there's
corner's
like
much better.
There's like a. I don't have to introduce. I'm gonna show you these guys clips after we get done. There's a group. A couple black comics that do only white churches. They're for white people.
I can see that.
And they crush.
I can see that.
And they crush. And it's very.
I can see that.
A lot of the race
I can
stuff.
See that.
And it's funny because there's one of them that has like just like multiple kids,
mm-hmm.
like multiple.
Mixed?
Just all like. Not married.
Okay. Oh, also,
one's ever like checked him.
Oh,
because the white people wouldn't.
Oh,
they wouldn't be like, hey.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. Nice jokes. What about Jamal here?
No one's asked.
Yeah.
No one has asked.
Oh,
and because
that's cause, black privilege, baby.
Yeah, we need to. What? No,
that's black
privilege. No one. There.
That's interesting.
Because like white people.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they.
So they're bringing in.
Yeah, they're bringing in
yeah.
a black. They are feeling great.
They feel good. We're the good guys.
Yeah, because we're on the team.
We got a black.
Look. Yeah. No one has ever checked. No one.
He's like murdered somebody. Yeah, he's fine. Let him go.
Nah. Meanwhile, I make out with like two girls, and I'm
get him out of here.
Over.
Bring in the black guy with the kids. Can't take this bull. What's wrong with this man? Making out with women. Bring in the murdering man with all the children. Somebody appropriate, please.
Give us Barabbas.
Bible reference. That's
let's go. Let's go.
He said, Marcus Wiley said the only mistake you did is you weren't in the black church.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you should have done.
I know.
Instead of like apologize, you just said, you know what? I'm going to the black church, bro. I keep the same material.
I think that's the opposite of how the black church accepts you. When you go, you know what? I'm going over there.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It's like, you know what? This doesn't work. I'm going to them. I'm sure they'll be all right with it. I'm like, hold on.
Well, there's used to be an Instagram account
mm-hmm.
called, have you ever heard of it? It's called Preachers and Sneakers.
No. Uh-oh.
It's like, you ever heard of it?
Like Fresh Pastors?
I don't think it's around anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
What is Fresh Pastors?
That. Like a pastor that's fresh.
Okay, well, it's like an Instagram account where they would like flame
all
these pastors with nice clothes.
Okay, yeah.
And like, he's like a $1,000 pair of Yeezys or whatever.
Ooh,
or like and so Mike Goodwin is a buddy of mine that tours with me, black comic.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't really understand this because these pastors, white pastors, were just getting
killed.
Crushed.
Yeah.
Crushed. And everyone's like, what about the kids you're supposed to be sponsoring? What about this money should be going to the homeless? All these type of things.
Louise.
And Mike told me, he goes, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really understand this. Because he goes, in the black church, this guy preaching is telling you how to spend your money,
facts,
how to live your life, how to discipline your family, how to find a job.
Yeah.
You want him.
That's how I always thought.
To, like, yes.
You can't lead me being broke.
Exactly. And you like, go, if he's coming up with the like bummed shoes, you're like, why aren't I listening to him?
Yeah, I got more money than you. I need to speak. Let me talk to him. Look at his shoes.
So you
this
go.
This man's driving a Camry.
You go, so if this guy has, he's like leaving in a Bentley, you go, I need to.
Yeah. Now, there are some haters. Like, if you don't go to that, because I've noticed in Nashville, you have a mega church.
Yeah.
And then you have the small churches.
Yeah.
And then now the people in the small church are like, well, why is he doing all that? But, you know, that's because that's not their guy.
Is it black church or what?
Yeah. It'll be black a small black church, but they love
their
guy.
And he has a Tesla. Right?
Yeah, he has a Tesla. He has another church over here. He's got a book. What's that?
Black people go Tesla?
Black people go Tesla. It's not like Cadillac's still running the streets.
Yeah, that's what.
Cadillac's still running the streets. Chargers. Running the streets right now.
At the Cat Williams Chrysler 300 bit.
Oh, incredible.
Oh, just one of the best.
Yeah. Until a phantom
it
pull
looks
up.
Like a phantom. Yeah. Until a phantom pull up.
Oh, incredible.
And that would be a joke that I didn't get.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't get it.
The Chrysler 300.
The joke is, the Chrysler 300 is like a cheap version of a phantom.
Yeah, it looks like a phantom.
And everybody goes, I got a Chrysler 300. It looked like a phantom until a phantom pulls up.
Yeah.
And then you're exposed.
Yeah.
That's the joke.
Exactly.
What brand is a phantom?
Chrysler.
A Chrysler.
No. Chrysler 300.
Chrysler 300.
How funny was that if like Toyota made them? A phantom?
What's a phantom?
I don't. That's your type of talk. I don't.
Rolls Royce, I think.
Rolls Royce.
Look it up. What's a phantom?
What's his net worth, man? What do you know about this?
You know,
hold on. I thought this man was.
Yeah.
How much you paying this man?
Rolls Royce Phantom.
Yeah. Rolls Royce Phantom? Oh, there you go, right there.
Oh, and like, look up a
Chrysler.
Look up a Chrysler 300.
It looks just like the 300.
It does?
Yeah. Yeah, pull up the
car. It looked like a Chrysler 300.
Until a phantom pull up.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
This one here in the middle. Yeah. And that's not.
Yeah, exactly.
When I would watch that the Pimp Chronicles, that's my favorite comedy special of all time.
Wow.
I started listening to Bruce. I would sneak out of my parents' house.
Really?
Black comedy. The Cat Williams is the reason I started comedy. I've talked about this on this podcast.
Incredible.
But that would be the joke that I go.
Yeah.
Like, you get it?
Yeah.
Like, I have a joke about Bible names.
Yeah.
And I go, you're naming your kid a weak kid. Like, these Bible names, they're named after strong masculine Bible characters, a weak kid. I go, I got a nephew named Malachi.
Yeah.
Like, Malachi was a warrior, prophet. My nephew Malachi, extreme peanut allergy. Like,
that's good.
Meaning,
so
if you don't get the Bible, you go, I got it.
That's why you can get off. You can really get off in those churches.
But if you said, if you did that Joshua bit, church people would be dying.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you got to bring me on the road.
You just practice a bit on me?
What?
You just practice a bit
on me? Yeah, I wrote that 2 weeks ago. I said, if he ever invites me to the pod, I'm doing that.
I'm going
to
run
I'm going to do my whole 30.
I keep talking about it. You're like, let me get back. Let me get back.
No. Back to the bit. Think about Joshua.
It's just Joshua.
But yeah, man, I love the Bible. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Well,
I left it, but I love it.
I wanted to ask you about this, and we're gonna wrap this up here in a second. But making jokes, on behalf of a group, that group's got to know that you are with them.
Yeah,
because I would make it like, is this guy like? Because I would say you've made some jokes that it would be anti talking about Christianity, but anti.
It's possible.
Or you, it's
possible.
This is a joke about
which one?
The Jesus and the drawing of Jesus.
No, I think that's real.
No, that's probably. Just like the black, you wouldn't want that story to get out if you were on the.
The point of that point of that joke was Jesus was black.
Okay,
So that was my thing. Like,
his skin color.
Yeah,
was,
it's like, you know, the white Jesus came after this right here. His name, it was kind of came after this character. Yeah, and I say how absurd this character is.
Yeah.
I'm like, the real Jesus up in heaven with Jordans and braids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that ain't anti. Like, I would, I've done that at a church. I mean, minus I, you know, took out a lot of the cuss words.
Did it go good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But if you go into a church, they'd be like, you're by default.
It would be too much, for sure. And it's like for anything though. I think because a lot of things they talk about cancel culture.
Yeah,
I think a lot of times how white comics get annoying is not knowing enough about Black culture, yeah, or not any comic really, not knowing enough about gay culture,
yeah,
and then playing with it. It's too easy to be annoying.
Yeah.
You might not be trying to.
You're like, but you think gotta, you're like,
yeah, you think you're being cool, but it's like you could just be annoying because you don't know enough. You like, got to get in the culture a little bit, yeah, so you know where the humor is.
If you do a race joke, mm-hmm, I feel like especially Black audiences,
yeah.
if it is offensive or maybe across the line, if it is true,
they'll
give it to you.
No, and it's got to be funny.
And
it's
got to be funny and
just
true.
Just like you were saying about Christians, like, they know you're with us.
Yep.
So now we can get into some silly stuff.
Yeah, now we can fool around.
But if you feel like you're outside, it's the exact same thing with Christians.
They're out.
You're trying to play me?
We're out to the left?
Nah, not to the left.
Come on.
You kind of got to know. I probably wouldn't do that bit in a white church. It's a little much.
Yeah, well, you would probably be coming as like more of a outsider.
Sure.
Until they.
I got to break myself in as an outsider.
I say, this is my guy.
Yeah.
I've had him on his podcast.
Yeah, he needs to be baptized. We got to sprinkle some water on him.
Yeah. But I used to do a joke about essential oils. Made fun of essential oils.
Yeah.
I go, they're not essential. I go, ask any Black woman, if it ain't coconut oil, it ain't essential.
Ooh, bar.
And so everyone would look for Black women.
Of course.
And they would just be.
Yeah.
Oh. And then
they're just running around the church.
And then the joke hits so hard.
Yeah.
But if there was
no
Black people in the show,
yeah, no one
I hate
to reference.
Embarrass.
Yeah.
It happens sometimes at my shows.
It's insane.
It became wildly racist.
Yeah.
Because now you're making fun of someone that's not there.
You do a joke about
white or something that a culture that you are not is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And you go like if you go, like chicken and watermelon. You go, we're past that.
That's what you're saying. Exactly. So if you're not in the culture, you might think that's cool, right?
That's like you're like,
yeah,
oh, you.
Yeah, so now you're stepping on landmines because you don't know where they are.
Yeah, you don't know. But every culture, like if we did a show, I had my buddy Vinny. I tell the story of my buddy Vinny,
mm-hmm,
who's a comedian.
Yeah,
he from a club comic came to my church show.
Yeah,
and I go, hey, just don't, you know, avoid these type of things.
Yeah.
And he goes, I got it. And he was crushing, dude.
Yeah.
And he got in 5 minutes and he goes, and he was killing, by the way.
Yeah.
Killing means he's doing well.
Yeah.
And then
to the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he goes, one night I was asleep and I heard a noise downstairs and I rolled over and I tapped my girlfriend. I was like, hey, go down there and look at it. And everybody just goes,
oh, because he's with the girl.
Yeah.
And he's not married.
No, yes.
Oh, he's a wild boy.
And everybody goes, he's not with us.
Yeah, he's not with us. He's a wild boy.
And that's what you're saying.
Those landmines.
He's not with us. But if you were with us, you would have known.
Exactly.
You would have known.
Exactly.
You can still sleep with your girlfriend, but you wouldn't.
But you know where the landmine is. You can dance around
it. You wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
You go, I was home by 10 p.m. Or you make a.
Yeah,
you
or you
a,
do a sidebar.
Yeah.
By the way, we're married.
So he proudly.
Yeah.
No, he said that without.
So casual.
And I would go, you know, back before I got saved, I was staying with my girl or something.
Or to say, this is my wife.
Or like, it was like we always make a joke about like, we can't sleep together before marriage, but if we're camping, it's okay.
Because you're like, no, we're camping.
I mean,
yeah, it's camping, man.
We're camping, man. It's like a way around the rules.
That's good.
But you're
exactly.
like, what? That doesn't make any
sense. And that's what I'm saying. The more you know, like the rainbow.
Yeah.
The more you know. It's literally the more you know about like the deeper you can get in there.
Yeah.
That's fire. That's
fire. Right, dude.
I grew up with a lot of whites.
Don't say it like that.
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well.
I mean, blacks too.
I said when you were down, I checked in at the front desk.
Yeah.
And I go, they were about to close it up. I was like, oh, my buddy is coming behind me.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, who is it? I go, I'm one of my friends.
It's so funny. Yeah. I walked in and they were like, oh, he told me you'd come here.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wonder what he said.
I know.
Yeah, it's a gentleman. He's a good man. He's a nice man. He's a
personality
good character on him.
Adam Carolla had a bit about how you should describe the person because everything's so like PC, everybody gets so nervous.
Yeah.
You describe the person as if an active crime is happening and you're telling it to the cops. Like he chased that fat guy.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa. We're like, no, that's how you're gonna find it.
Yeah,
that's how you're gonna stop the crime.
Yeah.
It was like the white guy.
Whoa, easy. He's like, no, that's literally what he is.
Asian guy. Yeah, you're like, no, we're not trying. Like, okay, a guy.
I'm describing a man.
Like, he's like, no, if a crime was in.
Yeah.
Active.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he ran around the corner.
Yeah.
And you got, hey, run after him. He's.
Yeah. I'm going to text it to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no way to.
Okay.
I think I got a picture in here.
He identifies as, well, he was born, and then they.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, nah, the black guy. And they go, whoa,
easy, bro.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, we learned a lot, dude.
This was good, man.
We covered a lot of ground.
I appreciate you having me on.
You come in anytime.
Literally,
we're going to have to follow. Hey, we're going to have to follow the. The analytics, will follow up with him and see if it took up or down.
But after the Barack?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll probably cancel you again, but you'll be back.
Yeah.
You know how to bounce back, bro. And Barack did two terms.
Yeah.
So you on your, you know what I mean? So you on your second term, fam.
Hey, net positive. That's it right there.
Oh, I got to thank him. Can I thank you?
Are you still on?
Yeah, we're on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I want to thank this man for bringing me on. You are literally, I think you're the, thank you. This is to Barack. You are a good, not only a good president, but a good comic. But no, seriously, bro, you are, I think, the most fascinating comedian. I told you earlier.
Yeah.
Just because of how you went around the game. Everybody climbs up through the clubs.
Yeah.
And you did the risky route of just, like, talking to Christians. And I'm sure people was like, that's kind of corny, that's goofy.
Yeah.
And you just, you fought through that. And it worked.
Yeah.
And then you went from, like, struggling with the comedy scene to killing and selling out shows, bro.
Hey, dude.
And becoming rich, son.
Yeah,
and
come then on. Why don't you just lead with that? Lead with rich.
I know, but we got so deep into it. And I kept remembering the Joshua bit. I'm like, screw him. It's about this Joshua
rich.
Bit. and then you get canceled, bro.
Yeah.
And then you come back and you like you have like this resurrection.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just you are not just the most fascinating comic, but you are the main inspiration to my comedy right now. Seriously.
That means a lot.
Because you are hilarious on stage and you got the content unlocked. I think that's the future of comedy and you already mastered it, bro. So,
we got to collab. We just put out, it's probably not going to be out by this time, but tease it.
Oh, yeah. So we just did a collab. It's the country
Alex,
music.
We did country music fantasy draft.
Country music fantasy draft.
Like
yes.
Everybody's on the whiteboard and we go, let me get Tim McGraw first.
Yeah, let me get so and so. Somebody's hilarious. Like, let me get Morgan Wallen. And I'm like, really, fam? That's how we doing first pick? Oh, well, Alex, edit this. Put this. Sorry, this is like the. I just put the peak of the skit out.
There we go. That's
sorry,
it.
Folks.
Yeah. But it's
just
good.
Put a picture of Barack over there.
Coming up soon, and everybody's going to watch that video. They go, oh, we know about Josh.
Yeah, it has to do with the Fresh Edge of who gave us a lot of vocabulary.
Usually we do the pod after the videos come out. In this case, the video's not out yet. So it'll be out soon, though.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the sound of my voice is soothing.
And what's our tour going to be called when we go on tour?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It can't be. It's got to be. Because I don't want to be good and evil because you're not evil.
No.
But
racist.
I'm evil, maybe.
I like that.
And it's like
the White Devil. The White Devil tour.
Ooh, the White Devil.
That's crazy. No, hold on. We got to.
It can't be black and white.
We can do better than that.
It can't be like
White Church, Black Church.
Yeah. Well, we could just do it.
Oh, we just tour churches?
And just,
That's cool.
Well, whenever there's like,
I feel like I would murder in a white church. You're right.
You would kill in a white church.
Yeah, like seriously, bro. And I'm telling you, my aunt went to a white church, bro. I was in one of the plays.
You were?
I played Pontius Pilate. I was a murderer. Literally.
Hey,
let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I would say, like, whenever I talk, there's like black couples in my shows.
Yeah.
And I go, because everybody's not Christian in my show. A lot of people are. I go, y'all Christian or not? They go, yeah. I go, you got a white church or black church? Because that's always like,
yeah.
I go, who are they playing? Like Hillsong in there?
Ooh.
I go, white church. You go to white church. And they go, we're diverse. I go, you're not.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody claims they go to a diverse church.
Of course.
They don't.
No.
Just, hey, no. They, you don't.
And I would you be a pastor?
Would I? What does that mean?
Like if let's say you're 60, 70.
Yeah.
You've done it with the comedy. You made
40.
So let's say tomorrow, if you were thinking about pastor. Like would you like have a church though? It's low key the same thing.
100%.
Yeah.
Cat Williams is outside of the vulgarity, is a preacher.
Yeah.
Cat Williams is a fact. Preaching facts.
That's a fact, bro.
The only reason we probably have
your church would be lit, probably.
2, 3, 4 churches a day asked to book me.
To what? Preacher? Dude?
No, to come do a comedy show.
Yeah.
And sometimes do our Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And I just.
So you don't want to do churches anymore?
I do. I love those people, dude.
Yeah.
I do comedy for churches is the best, dude.
I've never even seen it.
Yeah, you come to one. But I just, like, I still got some not with the Lord. I'm good with the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the church, I still got some.
That's healthy, man.
Forgiveness.
Get to. That's good.
Because
yeah, my girl's like that. She's a mega church. The pastor's daughter of a mega church,
and she can't do it.
It was a lot of trauma there. And she a lot of the rules were same. It's
too much.
Restrict. Then she grows up and it's like, whoa, hold on.
And then they,
where did the lie stop? Where did it begin?
Yeah, yeah. You don't know what to sift through because I've said this before. The church, when I got canceled,
yeah.
Now publicly, I was getting crushed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the church saved my life. Hmm. I've said this all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
These people.
They embraced you.
Oh, now privately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Publicly.
But then after that is Christianity. That's the point.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to find, because a lot of times people are anti-church and they try to get me on with let's go after. I go, you're not going to find me there, though.
Yeah.
You're not going to find me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not with you there. You're out on your own.
You just come out, you're a juggernaut now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is not, it's not.
Insane clown posse?
This is not helpful.
Yeah, no.
But publicly.
They couldn't touch it.
That's the only reason I got canceled is because they took my mainstream credits, Netflix, he's writing a book, he's on television.
Oh.
And then, but that's no problem. For my behavior was no problem.
Yeah, yeah,
as a comedian.
Right, right.
But then they go, well, he's at churches. So
that's the
gas they had to cancel me. Because of the, because
so he's doing this and he's going to churches.
Otherwise, I'm just a comedian, and they go, yeah, whatever he's doing, it sounds like Thursday night. They go, this sounds to a club comic.
Yeah, that's insane.
Or a comic working churches.
That's insane.
They go, what are you going to cancel him from?
Right. And also, I mean,
you think the Ryman is going to be like, okay,
and if you type in church scandals,
yeah,
that's not on the list.
Nah, that's on like, page six.
That's not even in the book.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that church, if Church's got some crazy scandals.
Church scandals book, I submit mine. They go, not enough.
Like, come on, you got to go harder than this. Yeah. This is all cap.
This is insane. All cap,
no, this is
you got to do more than this.
Like we had a church here that had a crazy scandal.
Yeah.
The woman that died in the plane crash, the whole family.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's
a
scandal.
That is a...
Like, that whole... I forgot about that. Yeah, bro, they had a documentary.
And then the church, the downtown, the church.
Yeah, then they got the guy burning books. I'm sure he's listening. Good to see you, brother, but that's a scandal still.
Wait, am I not even top 10 in Nashville?
No way.
Not even in Nashville. I got to be top 10 Nashville. I got to be top 10 last 5 years Nashville. You got to...
Yeah,
keep
yeah.
lowering
yeah,
the,
yeah.
yeah, yeah, to get like
the,
yeah.
fact, the comedian that does it in the Bible. But no, you probably top 10 the Ville, but it's not, it's,
don't say that.
It's not exciting. Like by the time we get down to you, it's like this list is.
They're going to, well, I feel like everybody, not to diminish it, and anyways, it happened so long ago, they read about me and they're waiting for some.
Right, of course.
Like some.
Yeah, I heard the Bert Kreischer episode, and I can't even repeat that, but he was just like, okay, when did the bad stuff happen?
Yeah, they go, yeah, they just read it.
This is, okay, I heard that, but when did it happen?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, and they go, and then
that's what I'm saying. I'm talking like, and there have been pastors.
And then it just kind of
no, dude, there have been, I've had pastors that have had an affair with everyone in the church.
Yeah, yeah.
Like real affairs in the churches, and then he just, that's a scandal.
Yeah. When that's what your girl's talking about, not
yes.
that, but like,
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know
yeah.
what part of this.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we got to wrap this up, but my pastor that had the wildest scandal of all time, he was like preaching against homosexuality.
Yeah, yeah.
And sold drugs, bought drugs from a gay prostitute and had sex. Like something just.
Goat. I mean, not good, not in a good way. I'm saying gold of the scandal.
Greatest of all time.
Greatest scandal of all time.
If you're going to try to be on the top list.
Yeah, he's up there.
You
bro.
Got there. Yeah.
Yeah, gay prostitute. That's wild.
So anyway.
That's wild, bro.
But you recount the.
Mary Magdalene. But the gay version. Go ahead,
You
bro.
Recount. But I was at the church.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I go, well, people were getting like saved.
Yeah.
During that.
Oh.
During his preaching.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
the people were like.
You separate the art from the artist.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what it comes down
to. People were still like, the church was growing. People were getting, let's say, outside of salvation, people were getting help.
Yeah.
People were,
that's the kicker.
Marriages were being put back together. Kicker. People's kids were being let, people were, there was a food pantry.
Yeah.
There was financial, like,
then help. You go They're to, like, is it a problem or was it a mistake? Like, is it a thing you do?
Yeah,
if it's a thing you do, we're going to have to sit you on the sideline.
Yeah, we're going
to. Because you're going to confuse folks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eventually, you're going to get confusing.
But that's for our next episode, though.
Episode
next
two.
Episode 23, problem or mistake?
Ooh, let's go.
Alex, you've been good, bro.
Yeah, thank appreciate you, man.
And he got the chest hair showing. That's a wild man.
You can't see. Oh, you can see, right? Yeah.
Well, if you're listening to this.
Oh, you're not on camera. He's not on camera.
This man has curly chest hair.
That's why he's not. That's why he wore that.
Yeah, that's why I refuse to put him on camera.
All right, we got to wrap this up.
Not on my episode. All right, bro.
Next week. Next positive, everybody.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.